With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. No word yet on a situation in Iran where President Ebrahim Raisi's helicopter went down in the northwest part of the country earlier today. The rescue operation is underway. Donald Trump says the Biden administration policies have been an absolute nightmare.
Second Amendment is under siege. Our Constitution is being run through the shredder. Our borders have been obliterated. Inflation continued to rage, and it's raging right now again.
Addressing the National Rifle Association members over the weekend in Texas, he thanked them for their patriotism.
For more than 150 years, the NRA has been defined by men and women like all of you, loyal, hardworking citizens who believe in defending your families and your communities and our country.
Also at SRNnews.com, an Israeli war cabinet minister threatening to quit.
Popular centrist war cabinet member Benny Gantz says he will step down unless the government develops a new six-point plan for the Israel-Hamas war to include the demilitarization of the Gaza Strip. He's accused Israel's leaders of bringing the country to an abyss.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Officials in Mexico say at least 14 more people have been killed in three different attacks against political candidates in the southern state of Chiapas. That includes one candidate who was gunned down and five people in his campaign also fatally shot. Three people have been killed, five others injured in Canada. That when a speedboat and a fishing boat collided on a lake in Ontario. The investigation continues. This is SRN News. Peru is taking a stand on transgenderism.
If you are a man and believe that you're actually a woman, or a woman who believes she is actually a man, you are suffering from mental illness. That is what the government of Peru maintains, and President Dina Boluarte has made it official, signing a decree that classifies transgenderism as a form of mental illness. LGBT groups at the national and international level are attacking, suggesting that Peru should be the target of sanctions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New survey indicating doctors are prescribing abortion pills to about 8,000 women every month on average in states that ban abortion. The Society for Family Planning issuing that study on abortion doctors who are seeking to get around the pro-life laws. An additional 8,000 women in states without bans on abortion are receiving pills each month through virtual appointments. This is SRN News. Union watchers say, well, it was bound to happen eventually. Disneyland character and parade performers throughout California have now voted to join a union.
Disneyland performers who helped bring Mickey Mouse, Cinderella, and other beloved characters to life at the Southern California Resort chose to unionize following a three-day vote. The association and cast members will discuss improvements to health and safety, wages, benefits, working conditions, and job security before meeting with Walt Disney Company representatives about negotiating the staff priorities into a contract. In recent years, Disney has faced allegations of not paying its Southern California workers a livable wage. Parade performers and character actors earn a base pay of $24.15 an hour with premiums for different roles. The union already represents theatrical performers at Disney's Florida parks.
More details at srnnews.com.